Hello, Namaste Adab. Today we have Mr. Anish Daniel. He is the director and founder of Shepherdson. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
So to start with, I want to ask you, what is your professional journey like as a director and producer?
Come back in a youth magazine, they asked me to write down your special ability. And then I wrote in that saying that to dive in deep and get the pearls without the knowledge of swimming. So that has been my journey, even as a producer and as a director, that I have ventured into this area without any knowledge. And getting out the pearls is not easy. But yes, the journey has been smooth, but then challenging. And it's enjoyable, you know, it's a creative challenge, so you enjoy the creative challenge. So in that way, I can say that everyone should give a try in life if you love something, if you want to do something, if you want to achieve something, give a try. And that's what I do.
So how did you start Shepherdson? Were there any challenges? If so, what were they?
Actually, initially I started, 10 years of my life was in Bombay, and I worked there with great directors. One of them was Mr. Jijo. I worked with him. He's one of the directors who made the first TV film called Chota Chetan, long back. And then I was with him for 2-3 years in Kerala. Then I worked with Ms. Kavita Chaudhary, and then worked other directors also. Mr. Bharatrangachari is one of them. Likewise, I worked with very good directors under them. When I came out of that and then started directing my own, that is one time when I thought I need to also become a producer to have a little bit of a creative strength in my hand. Because as a director, you are basically going through the creative journey, creating something, but then there is a strong, budget challenges you face with the producer sometimes. So as a director and a producer, I thought it would be good that I can be a director, but then also I can be a producer so that I can say, okay, let me invest a little bit more on this actor because he is good, though it is over my budget and I might reduce it in this area. So that was where I decided and I said, okay, let me start. And then I started my first proprietorship company. That was for 2-3 years. And then I thought, I should have a proper, well-established company. And that's when the whole idea came and we thought up a lot. And then there was a friend of mine called Shyamjan, a great friend. He suggested me the name Shepherdson. Then I said, that's great. And then when I went to my CA, and he said, CA said, if you start a traveling trip company, there's a lot of challenges you face. And I said, I know. Even though I am not going to do profit, but I know. And I said, no, we'll do it. So, there's been lots of ups and downs. So, to get the work and do it. So, that is also one challenge. But then you will have to find the return, then you have to do things very honestly. So, that is when I thought I should have a little more creative, liberty. Right. That's why I thought of having one person.
So as a director and a producer, what is your favorite aspect and what is not your favorite aspect?
The favorite aspect is creative on the script writing. Because that is when you are creating, you are visualizing, you are being, intimate with the subject and trying to create something beautiful.
Your vision.
And not only that, but we have to work out on a script, we have to work on a dialogue. So that is a very interesting journey. Once that is sorted out, then I think you have run half of your, you have crossed half of your journey. Not so favorite, I think the fear is once we have done the shooting, then comes to see the rushes and you say, oh, how will it be? That is a little uncertainty is there. So that is I should say. And that's good. That fear has to be there. If unless and until that fear is not there, how do you do it?
Sure. What are the different mediums that you have created content for in the past?
The feature film is the ultimate goal for a director.
Yes.
Irrespective of you make it for OTT or you make it for television, but you want to see your film in the big theater and big screen. There is no satisfaction watching the audience when you take the audience of 1,000 or a little more or little less in a journey in a locked, black, dark room. That is what is ultimate. But I think I have done quite a few of different content from corporates to advertising. I've done a lot of advertising. But I still want to do a music video, which I haven't done.
Oh.
So I need to do my music video. And that is tough because music is not my cup of tea. So sometimes it becomes difficult to create something which is not your cup of tea.
But I think all this while, whatever you have told us till now, all I can see is you have always chosen the path which is not challenged by you.
Yes.
So I think it's just another path.
Yes, just another path, yeah. I think I wanted to do that, but I want to do it in a different way. So yes, I that's another quality which I tell people to do, that is take the path which is lesser travel, you know, right. Less travel.
So whatever projects you have worked with, do you ever think that you want to make any changes to any project that you have already completed in the past? Does this thought ever cross into your mind? And if so, what would be the change and why do you want to change?
I feel that what is done is done. I prefer to live in the present. But I also take the learnings from the past projects and try and implement it into the new project. Sometimes you want to do and go back to the past, but it hasn't crossed my mind to do that. But yes, probably I can say that the only thing which I want to go past and do that is when I was growing up as a director, from an assistant director to a director, probably that journey. I wish I would have had somebody to direct me or to guide me. That 10 years I started and worked as an assistant director under so many directors. Nobody taught me, but yes, they taught me their work. I saw them, but I wish they would have somebody to guide me, to mentor me. That is why I love mentoring people, because I feel that someone you should be, you know, humble yourself and say, please teach me. Even though if you have come from big school, from US or Paris or anybody, but unless and until somebody who has traveled on that road and tells you, you know, even though you know driving and you are in an F1 car, but somebody who has traveled on that road and say, drive this way.
Right.
So that is what I think I miss, and I wish I had that.
This is so true, because with experience comes the practical hurdles or the good, bad, ugly of any project. So somebody who can mentor you, you are already halfway through. You will not make those mistakes,
yes.
And you can do a better job out of the project.
And I tell all the youngsters who are in their, taking the journey of filmmaking, I said, get somebody whom you can be, relying on, and then take inputs from them. Because see, what happens, people who come, they come for a certain time, they do, and then they move up, and they do, and they move up, and then. So they never learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you, in the olden times, which I remember, there have been a lot of assistants who have worked with the director for a longer time, and they have taken the essence of their characteristics, their creativity, their temperament, but nowadays it is, everybody is hopping from one project to the other. This is not bad, this is definitely good. But then you should, if you like somebody, you will say, I love to work with this person, try and see if you can be with that person. For a longer period, to learn, especially your, in your journey when you are saying that I want to become a director 10 years from now. So in that 10 years, at least 5 years, at least of 4 years, you should, 40% you should spend time with your mentor to learn. You should say that that person works very well with my temperament, it goes very well with my, you know, creative thinking. We have a same, you know, wavelength. Then I would like to be with him for as much as he preferred. The reason that way is that when you are trying to take the essence from your guru and then use it, that way help you rather than hopping from one project to another. Then in 10 years if you hop and do 10 projects, which is good, you might learn 10 things, but then there is one sort of an, you know, thread, a creative thread, you will get from one person or maybe two persons, you know, but somebody whom you take as a mentor. And another thing which students should do, I mean, I should say, tell them is, ask and say, please help me, guide me through, I'm there. There are people who will be ready to guide you.
I think it's a big, big message which you just conveyed to the youngsters. Because nowadays nobody wants to really, they don't have the patience to you know, grasp as much as possible from one mentor and then create on top of that. They just want to pop and learn as much as possible. They think, okay. You have worked with Sharman Joshi. How was your experience working with him? And also again, were there any particular challenge or any memory that you want to share while you were doing the Lee Sophie, the Graham thing story?
I think I never faced any challenges on the set. In fact, with Sharman Joshi or any one of them, never faced. That is, I really thankful to God for that. But working with Sharman Joshi, oh, he's a tremendous actor, great actor, and I remember he was doing a play called Raju Raja Ram, or I'm forgetting that play, but that was a play, and we were shooting in Hyderabad, and the play was in Bombay and Pune.
Okay.
So Friday or Saturday we go perform the play, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday used to be on set here. So imagine coming on set at 9 AM after your play on Sunday night, catching a flight at 6 AM, which is getting up at 3 AM, and then travelling back here and then coming at 9 AM directly on the set. That is action.
That is
really hats off, you know, that is. So I feel that dedication helped us, his dedication towards the project. And another thing I really liked about him was, this is a great memory, you know, great actor. So he was like more who got himself, you know, who can say engineering ki dhaal liye aapne aapne, those character mein. You know, तो वो उसने अपने आप को ढाल लिया था उस कैरेक्टर अपने कैरेक्टर अपने आप को उस कैरेक्टर में. That is why his character has come out wonderful in the film.
Convincing.
Oh yeah, very convincing.
So during production, how do you manage any kind of change which happens with the timetable or let's say the budget? How do you manage? I'm sure you've come across things like that. How do you manage?
You have a very good friend. Again, thanks to Sudhartha for introducing me. The friend is named Sandeep Pindan. And we were doing a project and there was an actress who commented and she said, so the young, talented girl, young first timer basically, and then next day we were supposed to shoot and 7 o'clock, she said, no, my parents are not allowing me. initially mother allowed but father. So anyway, so then other allowed me to come, so I study and that stuff. And then next day was the shoot. So I told Sandeep and I said, Sandeep, let's go and have ice cream and get it from Baskin Robbins, which is next to me. And he got shut off his life. And he said, yeah, that's how it is. Just thank God for it. So any challenges, any problem, I thank God.
Yeah.
The reason is, I keep telling people, मैं किसी का बुरा नहीं करता, तो यदि मेरे साथ कभी बुरा होता है तो अच्छे के लिए होता है, लेकिन इसलिए कभी बुरा मत करो कि कभी आपके साथ बुरा मत हो अच्छे हो. एंड आफ्टर दैट वी गॉट अ वेरी फैंटास्टिक एक्ट्रेस फॉर अवर सीरीज कॉल्ड रश्मि गौतम. सो वी स्टार्टेड शूटिंग आफ्टर 8 days एंड सच एन ग्रेट एक्ट्रेस. आई एम नॉट सेइंग दैट द प्रीवियस वन फॉर रिव्यूज वाज बैड, बट आई एम सेइंग मेबी इट वाज a divine thing for me to happen. So we do face challenges, we do face problems, we do face things which is beyond our expectation, and it will suddenly mushroom or it will drop from nowhere. And then we don't know what to do it, but then you really need to say thank God and be cool, and that is how I do it. Sometimes it is very frustrating, but I prefer to take it cool so that you can plan your next strategy.
Right.
And that happens in life,
right? For the viewer, I think every time you are facing any challenge, all you have to do is get up and go for an ice cream.
Yeah.
And you will come back.
Yeah. 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 So yeah, go for an ice cream, and it makes a difference, you know.
Yeah.
It makes a difference.
Yeah.
Because life is a challenge, the journey is a challenge, but you have to take it sweetly and slowly.
Yeah. Now, I think, sir, what you said is so correct, that if we believe that whatever happens, happens for the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably at that particular moment we don't see it, because we are so blinded by the negativity which is around us at that particular time. But eventually we will know that whatever happens goes for the best place for us.
Gita ka ek saar hai, ki jo hua achhe ke liye hua, jo hoga achhe ke liye hoga. So you know what it is difficult.
Sure.
Yeah, that is. So I think we have to have a lot of patience in this creative journey. Yeah.
In Anish Daniel's life, a typical day in his life, how does it begin? What do you do? How does it look like?
Difficult to come out of the bed. But I have tried from last 30-35 years to have my devotion time in the morning. In that maybe I have been able to achieve at least 80-90%, a little bit more than 90. So I feel the day I have my devotion, mera din acha jayega. So I spend little time in prayer. That is where I have seen that the days when I don't pray, mera din bahut kharab jata hai. I does not know about the way I plan that. So that is very key. Your own connection with divine, I feel, makes a lot of difference. Second, I was not that disciplined previously, but I am disciplined, especially with my health and all. The another thing which I do is I write. I still have diaries which are 20, 30, 40, 35 years old.
Oh.
Yeah. So I write, I don't like diary, but I write my task. This is how I do it. Ye priority hai, ye priority. Usme itni sari hoti hai jo hoti nahi hai. So then I go next day and then I look back and then I write it down. So then I keep, and then I sometimes I keep going weeks back and take the Purana Pustak Ruka Vaita. So this is what taught to me by my mother. And I thank God that she taught me something to write and make a note.
So being organized.
Being organized, you know, that way. That is where it helps.
Hmm.
You know, you need to, I have seen so many people, please get this thing done. And they say, oh, I forgot. How can you forget? Write it down. Very simple, write it down. Take a note and write it down. People sometimes now, they do it on phone. I say, don't do it on phone, because you phone pe kahin rahega wo file button. At least book pe aapki diary daily maintain hoti hai ki maine ye kiya, maine ye kiya, maine ye kiya. So that is what I do it, you know. That is one of my routine of my work, devotion, and I keep seeing my work, kya kiya hai, kya balance hai. Usme itne saare cheez hote hain jo bahut balance hote hain. Ki wo kuch nahi, aaj mere ko ek bahut important email karna tha, wo nahi ho paya. But that has been pending in last 3 months or 2 months, I should say. And that person sent me 2 reminders, and I'm not getting that. But then that is there in my back of mind. The reason I know, people, they don't even know ki ye karna tha aur main bhool gaya, you know that. So that is how. So this is one of thing. And then I go early to bed and prefer getting up early in the morning. Nowadays it has been not that early, but then I prefer to be. And it makes a lot of difference when you are early in the morning, when you wake up early in the morning. And you start your day early in the morning, you are ahead of everyone.
Absolutely.
You are ahead of everyone. At least 2 hours, if you are ahead with everyone, you know, each you are at least, 10 hours ahead of everyone.
Right. And I think that the people who are the morning people, mm-hmm. I am not.
Yeah.
But whoever it is, I see, they have always shared one common, you know, aspect, which is like, in that quiet in the morning, mm-hmm. you have that time to gather your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So you are already preparing yourself mm-hmm. for the day.
Mm-hmm.
So you are ahead, as you said. You are already ahead. So in that quiet, you get that all, you know.
Very true, very true.
Sir, according to you, what is your biggest achievement as a producer and director till date?
I think my feature film, the one which I did with Skypass Production and with Mr. Vijayabhan, that film has been my greatest, one of the best achievements. Not the greatest, I am yet to do a lot of good work. But yes, that film I was trying since 2002 or 2001 and then kept on pushing with persistence. So yes, that film, that is one of the best, you know, work of my so many of years of history.
Yeah.
The least of the grand schemes.
So in a production, when you are in a project, your team is huge. How do you keep your team motivated? What do you do to foster the huge team?
There is a secret to keep your team
charged.
It's a very simple secret, and it is food.
Food?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
How is that? Can you?
See, I think, first of all, you need to choose the right team. That is, of course, but once the team is there, food makes a lot of difference.
Okay.
That keeps the spirit high, because I don't feel, I don't want people to get up at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. or whatever time they leave, mm-hmm. they should be concentrating on making food and coming at the same time. So I prefer to see that we eat in the office, there is a food cook, and or at home, or we somehow sometimes order it. Okay, so that is one thing. And a flow of food is makes a difference in terms of your mind away from, you know, this thing. And I tell people also sometimes in the afternoon, if you want to take rest, please take rest. Please take a nap. That will make a difference of your
productivity.
That is everything. On the side, when we are there, we are anyway working. But before that, there is a lot of pre-production. Take a nap, take a this thing, you know. In fact, there has been time I have seen the guys, my office boy, sometimes I can see him, he is tired, and I say, and he feels little awkward to sit and sleep in the, office premises or something. So I say, go and sit in the car and take a nap and come, because that's where at least you are comfortable inside the car, and you know, charge the area and that, and for a soak your alarm better. So the khane ke baad mein, there is nothing, by 4 o'clock maybe you need a team. So that makes a difference, right? If you have something which is where the food brings you to an equal level.
Mm-hmm.
And I prefer to have people to have food same from the same kitchen, but everybody, irrespective of it, is an office manager or an office buyer. And then the another thing I also prefer is that we all eat on the same plate, you know, obviously. So that will make a difference that you are bringing them on an equal level. Food brings you on to an equality. When you all eat together, there are times when people don't want to sit with you and eat, but there are times when everybody has sat together and they could be there. So that makes a lot of difference. That is where you treat them on an equal level. The another thing is, I think you have to give the value of labor, value of work, even though, you know, that person is Hindi, a person who is a Kaam Bhai Bhai Bhai. You value them also, because you don't need any operation. So that is how it is. So you have to value everybody. You know? Dignity of labor, we should be talking about it. But yes, motivation to the team, food. Evening snacks. There are team members who still remember me bringing donuts for them. And one of them, team member, she called me and she said, "You spoiled me because of jalebis." And one of the team members really spoiled us because of the donut you used to bring it. And things like that. You know, it makes a lot of difference.
Yeah, you got such a rare and beautiful quality, sir.
Yeah.
Usually that you don't see this quality nowadays.
My house is filled of things that I keep telling, and now we are still working right now from home only. But I keep saying, lying there, just to sleep, eat, eat. You know, it makes a difference.
Absolutely, sir.
That respect, when you bring them on an equal level, you make them feel comfortable, you make them feel, that is when they will walk an extra mile for you.
Absolutely. So my next question is, how do you manage a small production budget?
See, there is a very beautiful triangle someone explained along that. You know, the triangle is time, budget, and quality. So you have to choose one. So if you want quality and you have less time, then you need to have more budget.
Mm.
But if you have less budget and you still want to be quality, then you need to have more time. So that is the thing. So whenever I meet a client, after discussing everything, I never ask them what is the budget in your mind. I ask them what is the time you have in your mind. And I say, what is your deadline? That is my budget is never my first question. My first question is what is it? The reason is based on the deadline, it makes a lot of difference. And I keep telling every client that please let have more time so your budget will be low. You get the right team member. See, everybody is busy nowadays. So if I call a good cameraman, sit there, I'm busy for the next 20 days. You know, but if I have to shoot tomorrow and whosoever is available, I have to shoot. So it is very essential to manage the budget. As I said, this triangle, your time, money, your budgets and your quality. So I think it will make a lot of difference to give a good quality is if you have less budget, you have a good
quality.
More time. And I work with less time also, giving a good quality product. But it makes a lot of difference if you still have a little bit more time. You need to be planned before time. And I have learned this from the Westerners. And this is something which we need to learn, Indians we need to learn. We do things on the last minute. I have learned from the Westerners that they are so ahead of time, they will plan 6 months before and we say, are you 6 minutes, are you talking, you are so stressed, you know that way. But then they are ahead of us and then we keep planning things and all that. You know, that makes a difference. When they asked, a client came to me from US and we were, I think, on the phone in US. And I asked them, when there is the deadline? They said, no, this is 1 year later, but we are discussing right now. I said, right now? He said, no, but we need to discuss and we need to find out the right person and all that. I said, yeah. And it's so clear that 6 months or 8 months, now we are discussing more in detail. There have been clients who are saying, abhi mereko de do, kal de do, parso de do, you know, what's that way? How will I do a good creative? But creativity needs time, you know, creativity needs time. So that is where I have learned a lot from the Westerners. I have worked with a lot of Westerners. And I have seen that they have done things ahead of time. That will make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So, as your question, small budget, you need to have time to work on it. Mm-hmm. And then you can show magic also in that small budget.
What are the strategies do you, which you implement to set a deadline for a project and keep it on schedule?
I think pre-production, Mr. Alfred Hitchcock, the great filmmaker, said that if your pre-production is good, you have done your, when you have achieved 50% of your work. I don't know the exact word, but it means that your pre-production should be good.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to do extensive research, you need to do extensive work, you really need to work hard on your research. And your pre-production, basically, I should say, your pre-production is good, you have achieved this. When you are on the shoot, and I'll tell you, this comes from a very simple example of my father. We were constructing our house, and my father used to, from Chhattisgarh, I'm from Chhattisgarh, a very small place called Dalvi Agra, which is an iron ore mountain, civilized town. And things were not so easily available, so that you immediately get it. And this was like I'm talking about 30 years back. So my father used to travel 100 kilometers to Raipur or Bhilai and order things and come. So if there is a section of a wall that needs to be constructed, he used to get bring everything. Like loha agya, gitti agya, sab cheez ready hai. Then in the proper time frame, he will start the construction. That is the planning you need to do. That is the way you have to handle it. Even in your production, and that is the learning thing from your family. I've learned that from my father. I've learned the same thing from my mother also. That if you are doing something big, you better plan it out. Get things done. Otherwise, you will land up paying extra. And my father used to travel all the way to get the stuff on a dealership price. And come back, and like morning you go 100 kilometers, you go buy a purchase, come back in the evening or next week, and everything will come by transport. But the point is, you need to have a very strong preparation. You need to have a very strong preparation team. And you need to have a very strong research team also. That will make a difference with your production, because once you're in the production, you will not have time. No?
Okay.
Like a very simple example, I keep saying, one day of film shooting is equivalent to one day of Indian movie.
Mm-hmm.
So what challenges you go through in Indian wedding, if you are not prepared, things will be there. Exactly the production is one day of Indian wedding. Mm-hmm. They have to be prepared.
Sir, you work with challenge partners to cast actors in your production. How do you do that? Do you go through any process, any
mentors? No, I think any talent partner, which I believe when you hire someone to do that, should walk an extra mile to achieve the talent. Because sometimes you might not get a talent through your own resources, but you might get a talent on the street.
Mm.
You know, you might get a talent, like for example, a little long back I was doing a television series, and there was a kid who came, a 10-year-old kid who came to give the audition. He came with the DTM's sister, you know. And then I saw her and I found that girl, definitely, and she became a very good performer in one of my television series. So, working with anybody will make a difference if they walk an extra mile to get things done. That is when the magic is, you will see a lot of young talents coming up, because there's a lot of talents everywhere. Mm-hmm. You need to discover, you need to pick it up. You know? So that makes a lot of difference. You know? But giving you the right talent also takes out so much of pressure from right talent agency. Takes out so much of pressure from your head, you know.
You're basically delegating
it to the right. That also makes a lot of difference. You really need, then it helps, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
did it ever happen that you thought that there was a need for change in vision, okay, where a project is already done, it is already in production. Did it ever happen to you where you thought that the vision should change?
Change in vision usually has happened many times on the script level because at times when you start thinking and saying that this is what I is my vision, but on the script level you realize that no, it is going this way, then my suggestion is better, take that. So try and see if you can stick to your vision, but in time period when you are coming up with very interesting ideas. So as the journey flows, it should be like a water where you should see your creative content, unless and until it's a true story, you cannot do anything. But if it's a fictional story, then you can change the vision in the process when it is moving script level. That will make a lot of difference.
It has to be restricted in the script level only.
Yes, it is not beyond that. That will be difficult, because if you then go and try and change there, there might be examples, there might be case studies. I have never gone through that, but it makes a lot of difference that if it is done before that.
How do you supervise camera, lighting, sound, design, all these work in the production? How do you supervise?
So, long back I read article in Times of India when the businessman J.R.D. Tata, the great businessman, Sir Ratan Tata, prior to that was the chairman J.R.D. Tata, Mr. Ratan Tata. He said something very interesting, and he said, someone asked him, how do you manage such a big Tata environment? I do three things. I pick up the right person and I pay them writing. Second, I do is I give them full independence. And third, I do less it and relax. So this is where it has gone into my mind, and this was in my early days when I was in assistant. And you need to pick up the right cameraman, you need to pick up the right editor. And they definitely will demand, because that's what they are worth. And they also bring value more than that. And you need to give them independence. You definitely need to see that they are in line and length of your vision. But then you need to give them an understanding, and then you need to sit and relax. Which the third one does not work. That is not easy. But I think as a filmmaker, you really need to have the right team.
Right. I think that sit and relax may not be an option for you, but definitely it takes away a large chunk of the tension and the anxiety with the correct team members doing your job. It is kind of delegated and giving them the independent role. Sure. So which post-production software tools usually do you recommend or do you use and why?
So initially when I was working in as an assistant, and in that young age you really want to see, you maybe camera ke baare jaano, lighting ke baare jaano, ya editing software ke baare jaano, and then you want to do everything. And you want to know everything, you know, that is, ki light meter kya hota hai, kaise work karta hai light meter, you know. But then, through the journey, I realized that it happens to take the right person. I may be knowing FCP, Final Cut Pro, and which I used to like, and prior to that I have worked on it. But then, now I realize and come to a point to know that it doesn't make a difference. It is a good editor will make a difference, irrespective of what software he or she uses. Or a color, so basic knowledge you should have, definitely make a difference to have a basic knowledge.
So that you are not fooled by anybody, but I can say that you need to choose the right person and then let them do their job. But basic knowledge issue as of every software program.
When it comes to degree, what kind of plans do you have?
So this is something I have learned after 35 years of my experience. It's so funny that I have learned only after so long, after such a long journey, is the release is happens in the right way when you know your audience very much. So the best thing is, when you write a script, you should actually know your audience. You should not say this is a generic film or this thing. And I must suggest every young filmmaker to plan out your release before writing the script or in the process of writing the script. Because the moment you know your audience, let's say for example, a very simple example, you are opening a restaurant and you are opening a restaurant in a place in America, for example. Who is your audience? This audience are nothing but those Americans who will come. You cannot give them Andhra Tavaka. You know that. So you know, so you are planning ahead, so plan it out. So that is where you should never take the journey unless and until you know your audience.
You know your target audience.
Then when it comes to release, everything will be smooth. Everything will be smooth. So you already know your audience and then you will see this audience will target this audience will target. Because you need basically to pull them out from their comfort zone. And especially nowadays when they are more in a comfort level because they have so much of entertainment in front of them, you know, that when you need to bring them
to the screen.
So much of content. Now you need to bring something very interesting, you need to come and watch it on the big screen because it will make a difference. You need to pull them out from there, you know. You need to have, shake them up. Probably you have to shake them up and say this is right. So that shaking up your entire marketing will not help, you're shaking up your entire content.
Right.
You need to prepare your content in a way that you should shake up the audience into your feelings very much.
So my next question is sort of related, but if you can expand on it. What would be, according to you, the most effective marketing strategy? So I know you just said that you have to understand your target audience to that of your content, your strategy. But is there any particular strategy that you can recommend while production?
So, this is again I have learned something from the left. In India, I don't know, maybe it is because of the fear of privacy or what. The film gets over and then they release it in next week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Maximum after a month. In which they release it after 6 months. Because they do a proper marketing, they do a proper research. They do a proper, and I'm not trying to say follow them, but then you need to have a proper time. You need to have a proper way to approach everything. We do in such a hurry that this has to come on December 25th, it has to come 26th, which is fine. If we have decided a date, which is fine, but then at least prepare your content much before that date. You know, if somebody is saying today is December 23rd, and we say we have to release it in December 2024 December, which is only 1 year from now. Then you keep running. Where will you get to market your, you know, product? So you need to pause and take a little, breath and say, okay, let's market it. Because every aspect of filmmaking is very important. The moment the films are made with passion, films are made with passion, after the film is made, it is all business. So your passion, you have brought it to this level, now it is a business. So you will have to work on, now there is no passion because audience will not come because of passion, neither distributor will take it because of passion, neither your own family related distributor will take it because of the passion, or the theater owner. It is all business. So you need to understand this level of business. For the passion you are creating, with the passion whatever you are working, you need. So when you are saying what strategy you need to have, you need to have time for the marketing. Never rush for the marketing
so fast, because it will make a difference. And I'm not saying that you need to have a certain date for your film release. All that is fine. That is on a superficial level of marketing. The core level of marketing is you need to understand the mindset of your audience, see the right time and do it.
So what according to you would be an appropriate time period for marketing? Let's say that, you know, you just said that it could be a rush thing if it is just a year from. So, on an average, what do you think should be?
So I happen to meet a very good friend of mine, his name is Stephen, and James, he came here in India, and he's a novelist, and he has written a number of novels, maybe 15-16 novels. He was recently here in Hyderabad, and we had talked, and we were talking about AI subjects, and he said he had written a novel, and that novel came in 2017, and he said, I am little ahead of the time in 2017 to come up with AI. If I would have, the AI novel would have come now, it would have been good. So that is what it is so essential, that you need to have that time very well set.
Right.
And that means you need to foresee, see, wisdom, you need to be wise, and the definition of wisdom is to foresee the true side.
Right.
So Latin would be, the definition of wisdom is to foresee the true side. So you need to foresee and see that will it work on that time period or not. Then you create something and you make a difference. So this is more into the detailing of you know, you're planning a project. Sometimes there are a lot of projects which come suddenly and say, oh, this story is interesting. This is very nice, but will that work out with the audience now? This probably story would have worked very well 15 years back, but now will that work with that generation of audience? What will be the generation and what can you think about it, and how can you be wise enough to understand the future and say this is how it will work. So that will make a lot of it.
So it's passion, plus time, plus wisdom. Everything together will make a project successful.
Yes, very soon, very soon.
That is what.
Yeah, and you need to have a little bit of a business strategy.
Absolutely.
You know, to make a difference. And audience, you create a name for them.
Mm-hmm.
An audience should watch them. This is again long back saying, and this is what I've heard in my journey of life. When there was a director with whom I've been working, and they were talking about themselves. And that time there was a lot of action oriented things were coming in. He said, this is the time to make a love story.
Yeah, something new, something
special. So if right now there is a big anti-hero films are running, the big films are running right now, and they are the action films and all that, immediately don't write an action film, write a love story. Because everybody will be running for that and then write a love story.
So thank you so much for spending time, giving us so much of insight and your knowledge. It meant a lot for our viewers, I'm sure. Before we wrap it up, is there any message that you want to give to our viewers or the upcoming filmmakers?
I think, I don't have immediately to say anything, but discipline is one key element which we all need. Hard work, of course, but more than all this, more than that, I should say being a good human being.
Absolutely.
Because our industry, and I think in every industry, the moment you have an attitude, your own close friends will not come close to you. And the moment you are humble, people are there to lift you up. Because you need to be humble, you need to be a good human being, you need to do things in the right way. Even there are chances that nobody is watching it, but you need to do things in the right way. Take it for an example, even opening a chips packet, don't open it upside down. It doesn't make a difference that you open it upside down, nobody will say anything about it. But then you need to practice the attitude of doing things right. You know, this is the right way. You can experiment of doing it and changing it, that's a different thing. But there is some sort of a pattern there to work on everything. The moment you have to do and learn the rules, then only you learn to break the rules.
That is like a conscious move that I am making. That yes, I am going to do a different thing. But with caution.
With caution.
So, there is a thought behind it.
And I think we should, as human beings, should be a good human being. We should, because being a Christian, I know this. Jesus said, one of the disciples asked him, what are the big two commandments? And you should love your God as your, as only God. And the second one, which I am emphasizing on, is love your neighbor. You know that. So anybody, then they ask him, who is the neighbor? And then he said, anybody who is next to you or anybody. So love people, human beings, I think that is so essential. What I am trying to say, you need to be a good human being. There has to be no caste, there has to be no color, because we are working together for one project or, one goal. In a proposal, they never say you are black or you are white or you are this and you are that or you are tall. You all work for that particular goal. So then once you are there, then it makes a lot of difference. So I will suggest everyone be a good human being. That will make a lot of difference and keep yourself humble.
Fantastic. Motivation. Wrap it up. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you once again. Thank you so much for watching us.